Okay, today is daf number yud. Today is daf yud. We're on daf ches, tes and beis, by the where it says ashkachan. So what we're discussing now is a different. What we're discussing now is the shita of, I believe it's Rabbi Shimon, who said that he had a different scheme of what the different karbonos all were mechaper, right? As we started off yesterday, as we had the two dots yesterday, Rav Shimon said the seir of the regalim is mechaper on tumas mikdash and kedoshav, but the seir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a tar person that eats tamei. And we said, what's his reason? And basically, we ended up saying it's a gzeir shava, Rosh Chodesh to the tzitz. That's what we said yesterday. So you have to remember from yesterday. That how does he know that Rosh Chodesh is a mechaper on a tar person that eats tamei? It's a gzeir shava from the tzitz. Okay? So you have to know from yesterday. Now, now the Gemara says like this. Ashkechan, Seir Rosh Chodeshim. Now I know that the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is the Mechaper al-Tahar Shachal HaTameh. That if a Tahar person eats Tameh, he's Mechaper. That I see from the Tzitz, from the Gzeir Shachal from the Tzitz. Now, Seir Regalim. What about the Seir of the Regalim? The Mechaper al-She'ein Bo-Yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof m'nolan. How do you know that the Seirim of the Regalim are Mechaper if you have no idea whether before or after you ate Tumah? Or you went to the base of Hikish, you didn't know before, you know you did the Chil, you know the so how do you know that those karbanos of the Musafs of the Regalim Amachaper? Kedamar of Chamab Rabbi Chanina. Like Rav Chana Rabbi Chanina said yesterday regarding a different verse, same thing. Sa'ir Visa'ir. Hachanami Sa'ir Visa'ir. In other words, it could have said in the Pasuk Sa'ir, but it says Visa'ir, which means that the entire parsha of the Musafim and Parshas Pinchas are all connected, and they all accomplish the same thing. The Iskesh Seirei Haragalim with Seirei Rosh Chodeshim, and we make a hekesh to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh to the Seir of the Regalim. Ma Seir de Rosh Chodesh, just like the Seir of Rosh Chodesh has something to do with Kachim, Milsa de Kodesh Mechapri. It has something to do with Kachim. What exactly? That if a Torah person eats Tamei, Seir Regalim, so too the Seir of the Regalim, the Milsa de Kodesh Mechaper. They're Mechaper on something that has to do with Tumah. What's that? Ein Yediyah B'Tchila V'Ein Yediyah B'Sof. You like that, Limud? Okay? That's the Limud. What? Exactly, it could be anything. It could be anything. Right? The reason it's picked is because it's connected because of Tumah. Even though they're not the same. Rashi doesn't say a word. Who asked your question? The Ritva asks your question. What we should say is that what do the Regalim Mechaper? The Mechaper is the exact same thing as Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper. If a Kohen is Tameh, is Tar, and he's Kodesh, he becomes Tameh, that's not the Shumi Mechaper. Right? The Vav means it's the same Indian, the whole Parsha is all the same, and whatever Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper, this is Mechaper. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for certain Tumah issues, and the Regalim Mechaper for other Tumah issues. Right? But it's a Hekesh. What kind of Hekesh is that? Right? So the Ritva says we already had a similar idea of Zayin, that you can make a hekesh between Mikdash and Kedoshav, that just like Rosh Chodesh really is about Kodshim, so too the Regalim could be about Mikdash and Kodshim of a different type. It's a little bit of a stretch. A different question is, We're comparing Regalim to Rosh Chodesh. That what? Just like Rosh Chodesh has to do with Tumah, so too the Regalim has to do with Tumah. So how do you know Rosh Chodesh has to do with Tumah? How do you know that? That's a Gzeira Shava from the Tzitz. So now we have, wait a minute, we have a Gzeira Shava and then plus a Hekesh. Right? We have a rule, Chosa says this rule, that if something was learned out of a Gzeira Shava, can it then be used for a Hekesh? So by Kachin, the answer is no. The Kachin answer is no. Can't do that. What's going on here? So Tosfos answers, the Tzitz is not Kachin. The Tzitz is not, nothing to do with Karbanos, the Tzitz, even though it saves you from Karbanos Matumma. That's Tosfos' answer. It has nothing to do with Karbanos, not Kachin. Right? Like that answer? Right? That's what Tosfos says. Only by a Voda do we have such a rule. Not with not a Voda. That's Tosfos' answer. The Zvog is a different answer. He says, yesterday we had this question, that no, something that's a Gzeira Shava can then be used to learn a Hekesh. Rashi said it yesterday. Tosfos says, how could he say that? It's a Machlokas. The answer is, Vipatskin, it's okay. So the Zvog says, Vipatskin, it's fine. You could do that. And that's what we're doing over here. Tosfos didn't want to hold on to that. So it has to come with a whole lot. Nah, it's not Kachim. That's his answer. It's not Kachim. That's hard to say. Okay, good. Next. V'chi tema. Nichapru ad Rosh Chodesh. What do you want to tell me? That it should be Mechaper. The same thing that Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for. That can't be. Hamrinan, because we said, Osa. Right? That pasuk says, that pasuk is when Moshe says to Aaron, why didn't you eat that animal on this Yom HaShemini Limiluim? Why didn't you? Madu lo achaltem et achatas makom hakodesh ki kodesh kedashim hi va'osa and it nasan lochem laseis et avon ha'eda lechaparal alehem lefnei Hashem. Why didn't you eat it? That's what Moshe says to Aaron, right? Why didn't you eat that Rosh Chodesh? And the answer was, because Aaron said, it's l'doros. So there's no hetzer for me to eat it. When did it have a hetzer, even though I'm an onei, my son died? When did it have such a hetzer? By these two karbanos, Nachshon and the Miluim, these are one time in history. That I have a hetzer. Rosh Chodesh, every month. So that was the Moshe's question, and that was Aaron's response. So it says in the pasuk, Osa. Osa no se avon. Only the Rosh Chodesh carbon saves you from this Aveira. The ain't acher no se avon. Nothing else will work for this Aveira. So the regalim can't have the same kapara as the Rosh Chodesh. It can't be. The chitema nichbru adiyom akipurim. What do you want to tell me next? That the regalim should save you for the same thing that the seir of Rosh Chodesh of Yom Kippur works for. What's that? That's where. That's where ein b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'sof. So we answered that yesterday. Ha'amri achas b'shana. Kapara zu lo tehe ela achas b'shana. Only once a year can you get a kapara for that. When? Yom Kippur. Not four times a year, not plus the three regalim. So it's a different tumah. Amay mechapri. So then what's left? What's left? I'al sheyesh b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia b'sof. If that's what the regalim are coming for, that can't be. Ha bar carbon hoop. So you have a carbon for that. It's called the carbon ol viori. E al shiyesh bayidia batzila. The ain bayidia baso. If it's for a case where you have the idea at the beginning, but not at the end, has ir hanasa bifnim, yom kippur tola. That's what we have. It's ir that's nasa bifnim, and yom kippur. That's tola till you find out about it, till you discover. Then you bring a carbon olive yorin. Eel she'ein v'yidia batzila. Al v'yesh v'yidia batzao. If that's what it's for, ha'isi erenase b'chutz. V'yom ha'kippurim b'chaper. That's a erenase b'chutz and Yom Kippur. There's nothing left. What's left? Al karchach, the only thing left, ein a b'chaper, ela al she'ein v'yidia lo batzila lo batzao. Nothing left. That's what the Seir of Rosh Chodesh of the Regalim are for. You never knew, you're never going to find out, you have no idea. Right, so we said, this is just to show you the seriousness of a shogeg. Right, again, it's not your fault, you didn't know, you still faulted. What are you faulted for? You should have known, you should have been more careful. Right, what all these karbanos, I didn't know anything about, I'm never going to find out, I'm never going to find out. a carbon on the regalim is saving me. All of the yard is you knew in the beginning. I knew that that's tame, that meat. Then I forgot. Then I reminded myself. Right. You have to bring a carbon for that. You never knew, you're never going to know. No. Your chiver is mechaper if you do have one or not the other. This is according to the view of Rav Shimon, right. I don't think that Yom Kippur he's arguing on. I think Yom Kippur nobody argues on. I think Yom Kippur was is okay. Right? I think he's arguing on the Regalim and Rosh Chodesh. I don't think he's arguing on anything else. Right. Well, we're going to have one man to Amar who held that everything's the top of everything. We're going to have that on our base. That was in the Mishnah. Okay? Now, Rav Meir says, Kol ha-se'irim kaparasa chava. Every sire is the same thing. Amar Rav Chama Rav Chanina, my time of the Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's reasoning? Amar Kwa, the Pasuk says, se'ir v'so'ir. Again, same part. It says in Parashas Pinchas, v'so'ir, it didn't have to say the bugs. U'se'ir, hukshu kol ha-se'irim zelazeh. All the se'irim are compared to each other. Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. The Vav is Mosif on the previous psukim. Kasalka daitach kol chad. Kasalka daitach. I would have thought kol chad v'chad mechavrei gamar. Each one is learned from self. I would have thought that. Look at Rashi. It's the first skinny line in Rashi. Kasal kadai to kol chad v'chad nechaver gamar. Shel Pesach hasamoch l'Rosh Chodesh. Pesach, the first Yom Tov is mentioned is Rosh Chodesh. The next one is Pesach. So shel Pesach hasamoch l'Rosh Chodesh gamar me Rosh Chodesh l'chaver al tar she'achal satamet. Uber Rosh Chodesh svir leil Rameir k'Rav Shimon. Rameir agrees with Rav Shimon that that's what Rosh Chodesh is for. For Shal Sukkot, Hasamach Shal Yom Kippurim, Gomer Midi Yom Kippurim, the She'ein Vayidiyah Batchila Avagesh Vayidiyah Vaso. For Shal Yom Kippurim, Mishal Sukkot, and Yom Kippur is learned out of Sukkot, with Ein Vayidiyah Lo Batchila Lo Vaso. For Hadar Gomri Kulu Kol Chad Vachad B'Dasamach Le Elyonim B'Tachtonim B'Tachtonim Elyonim. Everything is learned out from everything else. I would have thought that. V'Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol HaTorah Kula Limedim HaLamad Lamad Blamed, that Rabbi Yochanan said the entire Torah is like this. We learn out Limedim Lamad Milamad. We learn out from what's learned out. That's talking about a Hekish. What does that mean? For example, how do you know that an Eivim and Achai is Mutter Bahana? How do you know Eiv Menachai is Mutter Bahana? Now let's eat that. How do you know it's Mutter Bahana? So the Gemara says, the Gemara Mitzachim says, it's a Hekish to Dam. How do you know Dam is Mutter Bahana? Now let's eat that. You're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to trade it. Just not allowed to eat it. How do I know that? So the Gemara says, Dam itself is learned out of from water. It's a Hekish from water. So what do you see? It's like a triple... like a triple limudim. That's okay. To go, Amar B'Yochanan, Kol Torah Kula, Limedim Lamad Milamad, Chut, except for Mikadshim. She'ein Limedim Lamad Milamad. You can't do that. By Kadshim, you can't do that. So how could this long Rashi say how we're learning everything out? Holo Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Kula Mikame Gmiri. Now the whole thing is learned out. The whole thing is learned out. Kulam ikama gmiri. The whole thing is learned out from Rosh Chodesh. Look at the Rashi. The next Rashi after that. Kulu. Kulu me Rosh Chodesh gmiri. The whole thing is learned out from Rosh Chodesh. It can't be learned out from each other. Well, Pesach is next to Rosh Chodesh. And Sukkot is next to Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is next to Sukkot. You can't do that. By Kodshim, you can't do that. Right? So the Gemara says, no, kulu mikame gmir. What does that mean?
May Rosh Chodesh Gmiri, from Rosh Chodesh it's learned out, L'tahar sh'achal atatameh.
When Tahar person eats Tameh. That's how we started off today's da.
V'Rosh Chodesh minayhu l'she'ein ba yediyah klal.
Right? Rosh Chodesh has no yediyah at all.
D'kulu midil makipurim l'ein ba yediyah batzchila v'yesh ba yediyah baso.
And Yom Kippur, we learn, the chiton anyway, ein ba yediyah batzchila aval yesh ba yediyah baso. V'chein hu mehen l'she'ein ba yediyah lo batzchila v'lo baso.
And from there, we take it to Rosh Chodesh. To the regalim. Okay? Okay? So Tosfos asked the following question.
According to Rashi, everything's learned out from two places. From Rosh Chodesh and from the Seir of Yom Kippur. Between the two of them, you get everything else.
So he asks,
how do you know that the seer of Yom Kippur, of the Chitzon, is mechaper for, what's it mechaper for? Ein ba yediyah batchila v'yesh ba yediyah basof. How do you know that? The answer is, it's a hekish from the seer panimi. So it's the same problem, right? Like, you have to, what? Right, the whole thing, every line of the Gemara is the same kasha.
So he answers,
That's not considered a hekesh because it's really one category called Yom Kippur. That's the answer to all of it. It's not really individual hekeshes. It's all one massive hekesh.
Okay. Now says the Gemara, Tina, that's all nice and good. That's all lovely. Called the Kasav Usair, where it says that's Yavav. That's very lovely.
Aseres. However, by Shavuos,
Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, the lo kasev ba v'sa'ir minolon,
doesn't say v'sa'ir. It just still doesn't have a vav.
So what are we going to do about that? It's a big problem, right? What are we going to do about that? There's no vav. So you're right. This whole limud is rejected. Ela amar of Yonah, amar kra, ele ta'asu l'ashem v'moadechem. The pasuk in Parshat Pinchas, hukchu kol ha'moadim, Kulan zeh lazeh. They're all connected to each other.
Okay? That's all. Which is really what we said before. It's really the same thing what we're saying. We say this way, you don't have to worry about the bugs. That's all. Right. No, I think any chag is machaper. And Rosh Chodesh also. Why do you need so many? In between. Just tumah. Because I'm a chaver for Shatnas. Right? Only the Lazazel is a chaver for Shatnas. V'harosh Chodesh lav moed hu. Rosh Chodesh is a moed. Had Rosh Chodesh become a moed? Right? This is the Agadah for the Masechta. Had Rosh Chodesh become a moed? The answer is Ibra. Yes, it's a moed. Ibra, yes. Rosh Chodesh nami ikru moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, because Amar Abaya, like Abaya said, Amar Abaya, Tammuz da Hishaita, Tammuz of the year of the Exodus, the year that the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that year, Tammuz was a mole, right? Milue, it was a mole. Why? Because, in order for this to work out like this, so Rashi says, because we know the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av, right? Right? In order for the Meraglim to come back on Tisha B'Av, and they were gone for 40 days, so in order for this to all work out with the Zmanim, it has to be that Tammuz was a Mole, an extra day there.
Rashi says, Tammuz the Hayishai the Shoshani Shashnil at the end of time.
I'm sorry, not the year that they left, the second year. The second year is the year that they went to the Meraglim. That second year, not the first year, I'm sorry.
They left on the 29th day of Sivan. Milu milu the Tammuz.
And Tammuz had to be in a full month.
Therefore, ilu bo yom chazaras meraglim b'tisha b'av. B'shmona b'av.
Therefore, they arrived back on Erev Tisha B'av. That night is Tisha B'av. That's the night they cry. And we know that Tisha B'av is a day for Peronius Ludoros.
And therefore, the Siv, like back in the Gemara, karei alay moed lishbar b'churai.
So what do you see? That Rosh Chodesh is taka called a moed. Okay? Good? Therefore, it is hekesh to every carbon. According to a mayor, every musaf does the same exact thing. How do you know that? Because they're all hokash to each other. What is it exactly doing? So we said because it's so prevalent. It's so easy to slip up in this. Right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umoder Meir, Rabbi Meir agrees, Bitzir Hanasa Bifnim, that the inner Tzir, the Tzir Apnimi, Shehu Ein Mechaper Kaparasan, the Hain Ein Mechaper Kaparasan. What it is Mechaper, nothing else is Mechaper, and what they're Mechaper for, the Tzir Apnimi of Kippur is not Mechaper, right? It's all individual. Who Ein Mechaper Kaparasan Kapar? Who Ein Mechaper Kaparasan? It's not Mechaper for what they're Mechaper for. Kapara achas mechaper. Then a mechaper shtei kaparos. There's only one. Hain in a mechaper kaparos. So then I'm a mechaper for the same thing. It's mechaper for amar kwa achas. Bashana achas bashana. Kaparosu lo te'el achas bashana. Only once a year it's good. Tanya nami hachi. Al she'ein ba yedia lo batzila v'lo basov. Va'al she'ein ba yedia batzila av yesh ba yedia basov. Va'al tar shakla tatameh. For those three things, tzir regalim, tzir rosh chodeshim, tzir nasa bachot, mechaparosan. All good. Divir Meir. What's left out? The Ilu Sir Hapnasi Bifnim Shiara. That's left out of this list. The Kaparasa Nami Shiara. It's Kapar is also left out. That's separate. Okay. Say that again. That case is no. Yesh ba yadia batchila ve'ein lo yadia basof. And it's only tola. It protects you till you find out about it. Okay? Now, I think this is the fourth opinion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hayyurab Shimon Omer, Se'ir Rosh HaChadashim, the Se'ir of Rosh Chodesh, is Bechaper al Tar Sh'achal HaTamei, on a Tar that eats a Tamei, right? And I'll continue. The regalim is mechaper on Einva Yediya Lo Batchila Lo Basov, and Yom Kippur is mechaper on Einva Yediya Batchila Aval Yeshva Yediya Basov. Okay. Now, Bishlam Adrosh Chadashim Lo Mechaper Ad Regalim. I understand why Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper. I want the regalim mechaper Damar Kra, because the pasuk says by Rosh Chodesh Avon. It says Avon. That's that same pasuk by Moshe and Aaron. Avon echad who knows it. It's only good for one sin. It doesn't help for more than one sin. Ela deregalim mechaper ad Rosh Chodeshim. So why can't the regalim also be mechaper for Rosh Chodesh mechaper for Amar Kra? Again, it says by Rosh Chodesh Osa. Osa nosi avon, vein acher nosi avon. Only this is the good sin. Only this is mechaper, nothing else. Bishlama deregalim lamechaper ad Yom Kippurim. I understand that regalim and mechaper for Yom Kippur is mechaper for Damar Kra Achat. Because it says, by Yom Kippur, Achas Bashana. Kapar Zulo, Tehe, Ela Achas Bashana. Only once a year. Ela Ad Yom HaKippurim, Nechafer Ad Regalim. Why can't Yom Kippur be Mechafer the same thing that the Regalim are Mechafer for? Amar Kra, Achas. Kapar Achas, Ena Mechafer, Shtei Kaparos. The Yom Kippur is only worth, only does one Kapara, not more than one Kapara. It only is Mechafer itself, not what the Regalim are Mechafer for. Bahakiksiv Achas Betzir Anasim Bifnim Hudiksiv. But that achas is written in the inner, by the inner of Yom Kippur carbon, not by the outer Yom Kippur carbon. Amar Kra, Pasuk here, right? Mulvad chatas haKippurim, viska shachiton lepidimi. You're right, it's a hekesh. In other words, whatever it says by the inner, it says by the outer, and therefore Yom Kippur is itself, and the regalim are by themselves. Okay, I told you, it's not hard after it. Okay. Next. What? Yeah, you do need a chart. You need a chart for the Talmud Sechta. Now, next. The next thing the Gemara said was, the Mishnah had another shita of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said like this: Tzitzir Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a tahor that ate a tameh. He agreed with his father about that. Add on to that the regalim that's mechaper for what Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for, and also ein bayadiyah lo batchila v'lo basof. Add on to that Yom Kippur that's mechaper on a tahor shachal of a tameh, and ein bayadiyah lo batchila v'lo basof, and if you have one yadiyah. Till now, we've been saying each carbon cannot affect the kapara. But what the other kapara affect the kapara for comes along with Shimon ben Yehuda. Not true. Not true at all. But Meir said, everyone said it. Everybody said it. Every Tana said it. The two that you asked me that 3 days ago. And I told you, Achas. And the Gemara is going to ask, what about Achas? The Gemara said, he doesn't hold from Achas. He hasn't learned that drasha. Therefore, every carbon can build on the carbonates before it. Okay? Good? No good? What? Yeah. He's in, right. The difference is now, he's saying, whatever Rosh Chodesh has, there's three levels. There's Rosh Chodesh, Regalim, and Yom Kippur. Rosh Chodesh does X. Regalim do X plus Y. And Yom Kippur is X plus Y plus Z. No one said that. Okay? Maishna, Derosh Chadashim, Dolo Machapi Ad Regalim. So again, the order was like this. Rosh Chodesh is the lowest. Whatever Rosh Chodesh works for, the Regalim work for that plus more, and Yom Kippur is that plus more. Ask the Gemara, why is that the order? Which is mashma, that whatever Yom Kippur works for, Rosh Chodesh, which is two levels below, does not work. Right? Make sense?
Right.
So why is that the order? Maishna, Derosh Chodesh, Glo Machaper, the Regalim. Why not? Tamar Kra, Avon, because it has a Gzera Shafa, Avon, Echad, who knows, say, Rosh Chodesh only works for. Right. The Rosh Chodesh can only work for one thing. Can't work for more. Why? It says Avon. Only one. Regalim Nami Lo Nechap at the Rosh Chodeshim. So why? How could the Regalim work for two things? What does it work for? Whatever Rosh Chodesh works for and itself. Why? Aye. The Regalim Nami Lo Nechap at the Rosh Chodeshim. Damar Krav Osa. Osa who knows the avon, the ain acher knows the avon, and the Gemara answers, Osa lo mashmale. He doesn't darshan the word Osa. Right? Says the Ritva, it's not so strange that he's not darshan the word Osa. It's not a word that's really open to drasha. It's just the Osa. It's not a word open to drasha. Therefore, it doesn't darshan it. Okay? Ask Tosfos, the whole Makar that we know, remember this from Daf yesterday, the whole Makar that the Seir of Regalim are Mechaper Tomas Mikdash U'Kedashav is from the word Osa. If you get rid of that word, how do you know it's Mechaper V'Tom at all? If you don't darshan that word, how do you know that? The whole Makar that we know is talking about Tomas from that word. So what does he think? Oh, I don't darshan the word Osa. That gets you out of the problem of learning, of having the Regalim accomplish more than one Kapara. But how do you know we're talking about Tumah now? The whole Makar for Tumah from the word Osa. You hear that, Kasha? How can you just reject it? So Tosfos answers, well, has a better answer. We're making a hekesh now between the Regalim goat and the goat of Yom Kippur. And the goat of Yom Kippur we know is Tumah, so the goat of Regalim is also Tumah. Good? Very good. Okay, next. Why can't the regalim accomplish whatever Yom Kippur accomplishes? Why not? Right? Whatever Yom Kippur does, only once a year, it can't be on the regalim as well. If so, then how can Yom Kippur also accomplish what the regalim accomplish? After all, kapara achas mechaper. Yom Kippur only works for one thing. Then a mechaper shtei kaparos. And what does the Gemara answer? Achas lo mashmale. Doesn't darshan achas either. Now, Santosh doesn't darshan that. Achas lo mashmale. Yes. Yes. Now the Gemara says, Amai. Tchik, Siv Achas, if this year or not. Amai, Tchik, Siv Achas, when it says Tacha the word Achas, the Serv Nasa Bifnim Achafer. What's the word Achas? It says Achas in the Puffer. You can't ignore it. Yeah, that's talking about the inside carver. That's true. Right? So then when it says, if that's true, that let's say the regalim also have the same kaparas as Yom Kippur, the chiksiv achas, the sir nasa b'snim ksiv, because the achas is only talking about the inner mizbeah, inner goat, which means that the outer goat has no time limitation. So then let the regalim be machafer the same exact thing. Says the Gemara, you're right, la'olam achas mashmalei. Really, he does darshan achas. V'shayni hacha, and it's different over here. The Amar Kra, the chiper Aaron al karnosav achas b'shana. That Aaron will use the horns once a year. Karnosav de mizbeach tmimi, who? The karnosav are only in the inner mizbeach that they use. The kapara achas mechafer, v'ena mechafer shtei kapara. Ha, the chiton, but the outer mizbeach, afilu shtei kaparos. Even you can have two, and that's why the regalim, whatever is mechaper on the regalim, will also work for Yom Kippur. Not for the inner Yom Kippur, that's only once a year, but for the outer Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Yom Kippur will accomplish kaparis for Yom Kippur, and also for what the regalim accomplish. Now we have an entirely new thing out of left field. Rashi says the only reason this is here is because on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we're going to mention our Mishnah. This has nothing to do with anything right now. Okay? Brand new topic. Amar Ula, Amar of Yochanan. The halacha is, that every year on Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would have a new fiscal cycle. They would collect shkalim in Adar, and on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the new shkalim would be used to purchase karbanos. The Beit HaMikdash also had a reserve of karbanos for the karban tamid that they would purchase just in case there was a mum, a problem, or it's twice a day, karban tamid. So they had a reserve. Now, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they're using the new money, what do you do with those old carbon tumid? They're sitting in the pen, waiting to be used, but now it's a new fiscal cycle. They were purchased with last year's money. What do you do? Okay? What do you do with them? You can't use them, because the Gemara learned out of a pasuk that you can't use last year's money for this year's karbanos, for this year's bedek habayit. You can't do that. So what do you do with them? The animals. What do you do with animals? What do you do with them? There's also another din. You're not allowed to redeem animals. Don't have a mum. Oh, well, just redeem them. Or buy them back. Can't do that. You're not allowed to redeem animals. Don't have a mum. So what do you do with them? You're stuck with them. So the Gemara is going to say, really, you're not allowed to redeem animals. They don't have a mum. Nothing wrong with them. But here's an exception. What? So you can't do that. You're not allowed to give it a mum. You're not allowed to do that. So what do? We're going to redeem them anyway. Why? Because you have no choice. So Amar Ula, what does that do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything. Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan, Tamidin, Karban Tamid, that can no longer be used for the carbon tzibur. Why not? Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan came along. Niftin tmimim. They can be podeh even though they are tamim. Even though they have no mum. They can be podeh even though they have no mum. Okay? Yosef, Rabba v'kamalei l'hashmaita. Rabba is sitting there and he says the following story. Amalei Rav Chista, man size lach ula Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah. Who? No one's ever going to hold like this. Who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe? Who's going to listen to that? V'chi kedusha shebehen heichan halcha. Where'd the kedusha go? How could you just redeem it? What does that mean, you redeem it? You buy the animals with money, right? The animals now become chulin. The money now, the kedusha transferred to the money, and then you repurchase them. Right? For next year, right. That you could do. Says Rava, where'd the kedusha go? How does that work? How do you transfer the kedusha of something that's really designated to be a carbon? Has no mum. How could you do that? Impossible to do that. After all, Amalei says, Da'alo Tisbra, don't you hold of the following thing? D'lo Amrinan, Kedusha Shebehen, Lehechan Azla, Lehechan Halcha? Don't you hold of the following principle that Kedusha, that we don't apply this principle that Kedusha has nowhere to go? But none. We learned in a mission in Shkol, it says like this. Moser HaKetores, leftover Ketores, right? Now, they made 368 ketores per year. 368 money of ketores per year. There was one money used per day. That leaves you with 365. On Yom Kippur, they use extra money for the Kodesh Kedashim of ketores. You're left with a few money left over. So Macholkes, how much is left over? Some say 2.5, some say 2, whatever it is. You left over with some money. What do you do with that? You can't use it for next year because you're not allowed to use last year's stuff for this year's stuff. You're not allowed to do that. Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes along, you're not allowed to use last year's items for this coming year. There's a pasuk that says that. You're not allowed to do that. So what do you do with it? By the way, the 11 extra money that are the difference between a lunar year and a solar year, that one I worried about, that extra 11. You know why? Because on a leap year, we'll make up for it. So whenever there's a leap, it's 30 extra days. So they cheshbon it out, there won't be we won't one short, we won't have extra. But every year we're having 2.5 extra. Right? What do you do with that? Right? What do you do with that? So the Gemara says, Moser HaKetores, this leftover Ketores, what do you do with it? Mahali Osa, but what do they do with that? They would mafrishin mimena schar ha'umnin, they would give it as a salary to the guy who made the ketores. They would give it as a salary. They're entitled to a salary. They give it to them as a salary. Umechalin osa al ma'os pa'umnin. Right? Then they would buy it from the umnin. V'nosten osa l'umnin bischaran. V'chozin v'lochin osa mima'os chumachadasha. They'd buy it from them with the new money. And then put it back into the lishka. But we bought it now with new money. Right? Everybody asked, Vamai, how could this work? Name a kedusha l'shebehen l'hechan azla. Where'd the kedusha go? The answer is, this is okay. This works. Right? In other words, what are you doing? You have leftover money. By the way, we say this every day. Some people say it every day. Pita Maktore. That after 60, 70 years of having extra 2.5 money, they already had enough for a half a year. So then every 60, 70 years, they would only have to make a half a year's worth. They had another half sitting there. It would pile up. Because every year they made 368. It's always left over. After 60 years, they have another half a year. It's enough to only make for half a year. So what they do with it, they would give it to the guys as a salary, then offer to buy it from them. They would take new money, give them the money, transfer the kedusha from the ketores to the money, then they buy it back. Okay? Why do you have to do such a complicated way? Why don't you sell it in the streets? So Rashi says, that's a bazillion. To take a Torah and sell it on the streets, that's a bazillion, that you don't treat kachem like that. So then go to the guys who made the Ketoros. Listen, we're going to pull, we're going to do the shtick to get the Ketoros back. Right? Not a shtick. It's legitimate. That's what they would do. So Gemara said, how could you do that? Where's the Kedusha going? Nothing wrong with this. What's the problem? The problem is it's from last year's stuff. That's the only problem. It's from last year's stuff. What do you see? It works. So why is your kasha? By Talmud, by the carbon Talmud. These animals don't have any mum. Nothing wrong with them. What's the problem? Like I said, they always had extra in the pen in case there was a problem. Rosh Chodesh Nisan came along. These were bought in Adar. I can't use them now. It's Nisan now. What do? I transfer them. I transfer the Kedusha onto money. Then I buy them back. And now it's this New Year's money, and the animals are all good. How could you do that? There's where the Kedusha go? The answer is perfectly acceptable. We do it by Ketoros every day. Every year we did it by Ketoros. It's not a problem. Okay? So I know we're stopping right in the middle of the story, at the end of the daf. Tomorrow we'll pick up, and then on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we're gonna get to Pesach Shavuos. Don't worry about it. I know you missed it. Don't worry about it. It's coming up. Everybody have a good day.